I am back with the sports bench with Arnav. Our boy Arnav is joining us from Germany, while renowned German coach Horst Wein, or coach of coaches, Horst Wein is here with us from inside the wonderful colonial precincts of the Royal Bombay Yacht Club in South Mumbai. Horst, it's amazing to have you here.
Thank you very much for having invited me for the second time to India and to this magic country and this fantastic hotel. Reminds me to the old colonial times.
Right away, tell us about your methods, which were called revolutionary when you introduced them more than 20 years back in Spain. And you actually started off with hockey, didn't you?
Yes, it's a long, long story, but I started to move from hockey to football thanks to an incident in 85 when the assistant coach from Johan Cruyff, Carlos de Chach, coaching in Real Polo Club in Barcelona with the hockey national team. So we get to know each other, and he asked me, it looks very fantastic what you are doing, and I'm very interested to get to know more about that. And we had a beer, and I explained him something, and 3 days later, 4 days later, I got an invitation of the Football Club Barcelona to introduce to the 28 coaches they had at that time in the youth department. After this week of recycling the knowledge of the coaches, they were interested to buy my hockey books, and because I didn't have any football books at all, and I never thought of going to football. But then Mr. Carlos de Chach said, it seems to me that you are coaching football already since 20 years, but you are an idiot. I can't understand that, but I said, you are an idiot that you hide in a sport which nobody knows. Because in hockey is not as well known in Spain as in India, and that was the beginning of all. And then I started with help from him and others to establish contacts in the world of football, and within a few time I almost disappeared from hockey, where I have been the leading coach in the decade from 1970 to 85. And to, of course, get into a new challenge. And the new challenge was trying to put my knowledge into the world of football, following the advices of Mr. Richard.
India was a superpower in hockey till those decades. Did you have any connection with Indian hockey?
I've been at the World Cup in Delhi last 2 years ago, and I got to know again some of my old friends like Ajit Pal Singh, Gurbuk Singh and Harvinder Singh and all these fantastic players of the past years, and we really had a good time. But now, through professional reasons, most of the former hockey players, they know that I moved away from hockey, and now I'm trying to stimulate a lot of coaches to become better coaches, especially in the development of young football players. That is my specialty.
Host, what do you think has been revolutionary about your methods?
I adapted the game of football to the mental and physical capacity of a child. It is an age-orientated program. Up to the year 1983-84, nobody thought of having a completely different program of training for 8 years, for 10 years, 12 years, or 14 years of play. And I just have copied everything from public school teaching mathematics, or teaching English, or teaching history. It is structured in a progressive way, step by step. And I have done that in hockey as well as in football, because in hockey I had a lot of success, and I just applied the same story of success also to the world of football. And now, I'm happy to say that many, many countries in Europe, in South America, and also in Central America, they are very happy about orientating their football coaching from now on to my method, which is very popular in at least 30 countries in the world.
Would you give us an idea about what these methods are, firstly for the kids and for the coaches?
The main point of this method is playing and not mechanizing different fundamental skills of football because a young person likes to play the game. A young person wants to discover the magic of the game of football. But when you mechanize with hundreds of competitions as technical skill, that is not playing the game of football. So you have to expose the kids to simplified games in which they can express their personality, their fantasy, their creativity, and their imagination.
And for the coaches, your method is more of a guided discovery method. You don't ask the coaches to screen all the time or to talk to the players all the time. What is the secret behind that?
The secret of my message is the way we as coaches should approach young children through the complexity and difficulty of the game of football. Because a good coach is not teaching anything to anybody. He only helps the pupil to discover what he wants them to discover. And he do that through questioning. Instead of giving solutions, we as coaches or developers should give problems to the kids, which the kids should resolve properly. And we may help them to find the solution, but they should be active and we should guide them to find the right solutions to the problem on the field of football.
When we were growing up, we used to hear a lot about the Dutch method of the Dutch school of football. There was PSV Eindhoven and later the Ajax school of thought. How different or how similar were these to your methods?
The Dutch school also gives quite a lot of importance to playing the game. Because I always said, playing is like sleeping, necessary for your physical and mental health. But the Dutch, in my opinion, do a big mistake, and I told them some 15 years ago, and they were listening with a lot of attention, and said they would try to study it if it is really that important. Because I told them it would be better to introduce a beginner to a game with two goals, one goal on the left side and one goal on the right side, to amplify the vision of this player. Because when you play on a centralized goal, you are getting a tunnel vision. You are just looking what is going on in front of you, but you are not just getting to know what is happening on the right side and what is happening on the left side. But when we play 3-on-3 on four goals, the so-called magic mini football game, from which we have 21 different variations, then we are respecting in our coaching all the three actions through which any football player goes through in carrying out play. That means first, you perceive, you see what is going on. Then, when you understood it, you take a decision. And finally, you execute what your brain demanded. That means perception, decision-making, and execution are three phases which happen in any game of football. And the coaches should know that and should work on focusing on improving the perception of the young player, improving the decision-making of the young player, and not only focusing on the execution, because as it is now in most of the Indian clubs. But now we know that most of the ball losses are due to mistakes done in perception and decision-making, and not because our technique was not perfect enough. The technique, without doubt, remains very important, but not that important as before. And that means we have to rethink and restructure the way we have taught the game of football in the past, and now do it in a better, more efficient way, because nothing is permanent except the change. There are a lot of changes in the tendencies of coaching the game of football in these days.
Coach, tell us, how does a typical post-wine session on the field, on the pitch, with kids and with coaches look like?
We normally start with a game. Why? Because during the game, the coach see which deficiencies the player are having. And after the game, there may be a need to work on passing, or work on defending, or work on receiving, or controlling the ball. These are three important aspects of the game of football, which have limited or conditioned the results of my simplified game I played before. So I ask the players now, why you lost this simplified game? And they tell me, no, because we don't know how to defend. In this moment appears the necessity of focusing on defense, because they have discovered a deficiency in their game. And I am producing or proposing different exercises, corrective exercises, to have a better performance in this aspect. That means in tackling, for instance. And later on, after having done 3, 4, or 5 exercises for a maximum of 20 minutes, then I go back to the game to find out if now the players have improved in this particular aspect of the game. And then I move further to further improve certain techniques. So I do exactly the same as in professional football. In professional football, we see that our professional side is playing on the weekend, and the coach notes down all the deficiencies he has seen by his player. And on Monday and Tuesday, in the first session of preparing the next competition, the coach is focusing on diminish the deficiencies of his team or of various players in this aspect. So you train always in function of the competition.
Coach, in the sessions, the few sessions that I have seen you on the pitch, and we've been talking on the way back to the hotel, I've only heard more about scoring goals, that kids like to score goals. So you have games which have 4 goals in 4 directions, and you just talked about defending, so this thought crosses my mind. Would your method not produce or be deficient in producing strong, good defenders, or would it only produce good, creative or attacking players?
When you play the first 3 years with 4 goals, I think you need more defenders than ever before. Because when you have only 1 goal, centralized goal, it's much easier to defend this small goal than defending 2 goals which are separated for a minimum of 40 meters. So you defend a space which is at least 20 meters. And defending that demands much more knowledge and much more ability than defending just a small goal of 2 meters or 3 meters. So I think through the mini game, we will improve more our attacking game as much as the defense. And everybody, because there are only 6 players on the field, they touch the ball much, much more often than in a game 7 against 7 or 11 against 11. So you are more in contact with the ball, and that results in much better technique. Technique is the fundamental, basic techniques like passing, dribbling, beating a man, in executing dummies, in defending, in tackling in retreat, and in covering, and in receiving and controlling the ball. And in shooting, because there are more shots on goal, more than ever before.
Have you set any deadlines in terms of age or milestones in terms of age when you know that a kid should be pushed forward for a specialized position?
I only specialize on...
Because I'm asking this because this age we are talking about, it's a very tricky period in a human being's life as well. Physical and hormonal drastic changes happen during this period.
I have some experience in Uruguay with a former international He told me that when he was 12 years, he was in baby football, that is a 70-side football called in Uruguay, that he scored 56 goals in one season. That was absolutely record in the last 20 years. And he was a well-known player, and the season was over, and after the summer holiday, he was exposed from 70-side to play within 1 month the full game, with a full-size ball, with double more players on the field, with ground 3 times as big as before, with a full-size goal, and not 2 meter high and 6 meter wide goal. And what happened? In his first month, he can only score 3 goals. So he said to his dad he would give it up. He don't like the game at all. And he was prepared to go away from football and put his boots on the famous nail. And thanks to his dad, he said, no, that only provisionally, because the change was not natural. To come for 1 month from a game 7-a-side to 11-a-side, this is not a natural change. It should be much, much smoother. So that is why I introduced a competition in between 7-a-side and 11-a-side to play for 1 year 8-a-side football. Because when the young boy is in a critical phase, he is protesting against mom, dad, uncle, grandfather, the whole family, against the teachers in school, he's really in crisis because he needs to develop his personality. And then suddenly the federation obliges them also to get in crisis from the field of football, giving him problems to resolve that they are not able to resolve with 12, 13 years. That means having a ground 3 times bigger, having bigger goals, having a heavy ball, too heavy for them to master them, so they lose all the few confidence they got playing the 7-a-side game during 2 years. So the change is coming too quickly. That is why I recommend listening to the laws of nature, because I always respect the laws of nature. We should introduce an 8-a-side competition for our 13 years old boys, because when you play the game of football, you should be able to pass the ball to any part of the ground. When you're not capable because of strength, lack of strength of something, then you are not favoring, for instance, your perception skill. When I'm 12 years or 13 years old boy and having the ball in my penalty box, I am unable to pass the ball across the center line. So for me, all the players who are in the opposing field, they are not interesting me, because I am unable to pass the ball to them. So instead of improving perception, you are limiting perception. And that is a crime. So I can only let players participate in the game which are within my reach. And my reach is about 15, maximum 20 meters. I can't pass the ball longer. And the field, the width of the field is 50 meters. So when you play with 12, 13, and 14 years old players, 11-a-side, and the ball is with the right wing, never in history you have seen a change of orientation. That means that the right wing is passing the ball to the left wing, because that is 55 meters or 60 meters. So these guys need 3 passes to do that. And when they do it, they need so much time that the opposing defense can walk to adapt to the situation, and then there is no space at all anymore. So none of the kids are doing a change of weight of the game from one side to the other side.
Yeah.
Because the ball is too heavy and the ground is by far too big. So instead of helping them, we are doing everything to oblige them to suffer and not learning the right way to play the game.
And to reduce their interest.
Only kick the ball in front and run behind, so they are like playing like animals.
The kick and rush style. Also, you have an example in your family itself. I would like to hear about that.
No, I was, once I became dad, I became more involved with the kids. And I have to thank my oldest son why I went to specialize for youth development. Because up to the year 70, I was not interested in youth development. I was only in Olympic Games and World Cups for top performance sport. But once, my son, when he was 6 years old, he told me in South America, "You have no clue of teaching me or knowing what I like." And that makes me thinking. And at that time, I was in the world of hockey, normally considered in most of the countries or by the International Federation as a guru of hockey, also in India, over here.
Yeah.
But, I said, your proper son will not lie to you. So, I tried then to find some exercises which were different, which a child of 6 years would be interested in. So I have to think, and every day I was discovering new exercise or small games especially, because he asked always for games. When the exercise said, "It don't interest me, I want to play," he said. And so he guided me, and with the years the system has grown. And then suddenly I put it together to a development model in hockey, which was later on published and was very successful in Spain. It brought us with very few players, we have only 10,000 players in hockey in Spain, to 2 Olympic silver medals and 1 gold medal in women hockey. And most of the coaches, they had no idea, they were just applying the exercise I presented, which my son obliged me to put in practice with him. And so later on, this son became, with the year 2002, world champion in hockey in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. And later on, 3-time champion of Europe.
So charity definitely begins at home. In terms of some club or some country, some national team host, which club or which team should we look at and feel that this is the team, these are the boys which have probably been coached in the post-line method?
Now, Schalke is one club, Villarreal is another club, Barcelona is a third club. There are teams like Inter Milan, they could also influence, but I can't say that way the professionals are playing now, what you can see in television, has been influenced by myself. I have influenced the way the coaches were handling the coaching method for the young ones. Of course, that is a process of 6 or 7 and 8 years, and they leave a certain stamp or mark behind, a certain habit, because people fall into a correct habit. And I try always to teach them correct habits. That means after passing the ball, you should not stay stand still, you should move. And or when you communicate with a player, you must have a visual agreement between, it is called, establish a visual agreement between the passer and the ball receiver. So there are certain basic things which are taught all over, also in Pumas of Mexico or America of Mexico, because I think in Mexico I have coached in 8 professional clubs, and in Spain I only in 4 or 5, but in practically all regional federations where the coaches came to and get some examples of how to teach and adapt the game of football to the age of the player.
Earlier you were also making a point of a team, a group of kids in Finland who are training.
Yes, that's a good story, because Hämeenlinen is a small place in the north of Helsinki. I was there the first time 4 years ago and introduced a mini football game to them, and the director of youth development was so enthusiastic about that that he said that's the best he had ever heard, and he started to introduce this game to his younger people, and there is one team which now has fantastic results in the last 3 years, and the way they play is fantastic because they are just born in the year 2001, and some 2 years ago I saw them play, and it was unbelievable, and I couldn't imagine how football can be played so well by young people and without any instruction given by the coaches. And when I once in a place in the center of Finland with 16 degrees below in an indoor field, I coached them one of the variations of mini football they didn't know at all. They had no problems. Within 2 minutes they adapted to it, and I've never seen boys playing it so well as these guys doing it. And I asked the director, please, I want you to make a film out of that, because I want to see now what to convince other clubs to follow what you have done. And so long I don't have the movie, the film, they will not believe me. They think I just tell them a story.
We would definitely like to have a look at that movie ourselves. I know a lot of interesting things host has been telling us. Do you think these are relevant for the Indian football scene, and do you think that Indian coaches, Indian kids are ready for it?
Well, I think it's very, very important that you bring in new ideas, new technologies and other things into Indian football. And I think it is one of the biggest needs of the hour that youth development is structured in such a way, and that the coaches' education is going to be the key element of this. Because the coaches have to teach the kids, and the kids will take that through their career. And the basics have to be right. At the moment, very often you have that kids don't even know what the basics are. I think it's very, very important that people like Horst Wein come into our country and teach our coaches what is the latest technology and methodology to coach kids.
What has been your experience with the coaches and the kids here? You've been here in November 2010 at Kingrey Football Club, and now you've been here again for 10 days. What has been your experience?
My experience is the coaches have benefited enormously from the 10 days I have been here in November, because everything has changed. When I came this year, we had cones of different colors. We had more balls. We had much better facilities, and we had coaches who had a certain knowledge. So now they have profited even more, because they got a certain foundation in the first month. And now they further developed, and I think that third time I may come back. I told Floyd I should teach aspects of high performance football. That means for the professional side of from Kingrey, and not only of first level, second level and third level of formation from the kids, because even there we have some literature, some books which the future coaches can then follow. But my first aim is to develop specialists for youth development. That is what we don't have in India, in Indian football. The Indian Football Federation is only focusing on developing professional football coaches. But this is well for professional football, for people for more than 18 years. But the highest number of football players in India have less than 18 years. And these coaches should learn how to adapt the complexity and difficulty of the game of football to the mental and physical mentality of an 8, 10, 12, 14 and 16 years old child. And that is not easy. That is completely different. And there are very, very few countries in the world who have special licenses for youth or kids, youth and professional football. So we have in the public education, we have kindergarten, we have elementary schools, we have secondary schools, and we have universities. And for all these institutions, we have specialists. We have specialists for kindergarten, especially for the first 4 years of grammar school, then secondary school, and university. So imagine the university teacher is asked to teach in the kindergarten. That is happening in Indian football. So how well he can teach the young one? He can't adapt to the mentality of the child. Or imagine a kindergarten teacher goes to teach at the university. He will not have any success at all. And that is happening actually during the whole history in Indian hockey and in Indian football. And that has to be changed as quickly as possible. When we wait until tomorrow, it's already too late. We had to start it yesterday.
Floyd Pinto is, of course, the coach of the Kenkre FC senior team. Coach, where would you like the AIFF or the guys who run Indian football here? Should they start off?
Now the future of Indian football after retreat of the national coach is a big, big question. But I would recommend to give a young coach, an enthusiastic coach, a chance. It doesn't matter if it is an Indian or an experienced man from overseas. But generally, a coach from overseas, he has more experience than because he run through any system in Europe how to do that. I would not prefer a coach from America, nor from South America, nor Central America, or North America. I would prefer a coach from Europe, because in Europe, in these 38 countries, we have the highest level on football, actually, because it is so competitive, and football in Europe is becoming from every year to another year stronger and stronger through this tough competition. And you see it also in the Champions League.
But host, what about the very basic thing? What about the small games which you like so much? We don't see that happening out here.
To be honest, I have no idea how football is coached in India. But I can imagine in 99.9% of the clubs, they only know one game. That is 11 against 11. They don't train with simplified games. I saw that also in the world of Indian world of hockey, which is quite close to football, the way football is coached. And I think one of the biggest problems in Indian hockey is the knowledge of the coaches. And by sure, it will be also the limiting factor in Indian football, that the federation should take more care about developing qualified coaches, not only through coaching clinics of 2 or 3 weeks, nor to make it a professional assignment which lasts at least 1 year.
Well, I think 2 points here, I think it's very, very important. Once again, to reiterate the point, I think it's very, very important for Indian football to have experts like Horst Wein coming in again and again and teaching our coaches what are the methods to work with the kids, what are the best ways of developing kids. And it's important and it's good. I'm very, very happy that, you know, we've been able to bring Horst now a few times to India. Horst and I have been in touch for a number of years. We've been working on this for quite a while, and finally Kenkre Football Academy has been able to bring him down, and I think this is just the start. But Horst, coming back to a question we discussed a little earlier, and where you were mentioning that, you know, the next national coach of India should be from Europe, there has been the point from the IFF that they said, you know, someone should come in who can teach the boys possession football. We should be more in control. They have even said nationality-wise they would like someone Spanish or South American. You've taken out the South American angle. I'm based in Germany. You are a German. Wouldn't you like rather someone German or Dutch taking over than rather someone Spanish? Or what would you advise there on the nationality if you had to?
The Germans and Dutch are very good schools, but they are very theoretical. They can't adapt as easy as a Spanish guy could adapt. A Spanish guy, I think, would bring a Latin touch to Indian football, and Indian football needs a Latin touch, needs certain fantasy, imagination, and freedom, whilst German and Dutch coaching is too close to instruction instead of stimulation. A Latin coach would stimulate the Indian better and would adapt to their character better than a coach from South America or not from Germany or Holland.
But don't you think that especially Germany, which has changed coaching over the last 10 years, Germany being an immigrant country now with, you know, with your Özils, your Khediras, your Podolskis, your Kloses, that even Germany has changed as such, and that it's changed for good and not just a change for the moment? So that might be a model as employed by Joachim Löw and the others in the system in Germany?
I completely agree with that, and I'm very much aware about the change. But this change, as you know, perfectly know, has been created through a system of checking the quality of their high performance centers in all Bundesliga clubs and Bundesliga clubs, because some clubs, they get money from the Professional Football League when their teaching adapts to certain modern characteristics of developing young football players. They get $25,000 in, or $250,000, I don't know, or euros in 1 year for getting the maximum number of points. So some clubs, they are not convinced of putting modern methods into practice, but when they were checked and they convinced the controllers about that they have adapted to the newest method in coaching and developing these players, they got the necessary points to get benefited from the high amount of money they were given by the Professional Football League. And that has helped to introduce Latin approaches in German football teaching.
Of course, you talked about the need for a young coach. Don't you feel in a setup like here in India, where a lot of politicians, babus, bureaucrats, we call them babus out here, are involved? Don't you think a senior person would be able to better handle such elements?
That could be, but I think a younger person could stand for a longer time attacks from the administrators, because here the administrators are interfering in the work of a coach. When that happened in Europe, most of the coaches, they would quit immediately, and they would not allow that administrators, bureaucrats, will give their opinion about their work, because he is not giving his opinion about what they are doing outside of the game.
So
football field.
We are seeing quite a few successful coaches in Europe who are young. Guardiola, Jose Mourinho. Does that vindicate your point?
We have also in Germany, we have some young, very young coaches, 30, 33, 4 years in Borussia Dortmund, in Mainz. They have done very good successes in this season, but they are just open to completely new things. They invent new things. They risk more than veteran coaches.
But on the other hand, there is somebody like Sir Alex Ferguson as well, who continues to win.
That's a question. I'm not 100% sure you are right.
So, host, how many more days in Mumbai now with Kingsley?
Tomorrow we finish our 10 days coaching camp over here with training sessions in the morning as well as in the afternoon up to the moment the sun is going down. So I think coaches and players have benefited enormously from this coming together, this constant communication and cooperation on the field with a lot of different activities, because every training was completely different from any other training, and within every training session we have given the boys at least 5 different activities to carry out, sometimes football specific, sometimes less football specific, sometimes introduced with a global method, sometimes with an analytic method. So we were not changing from dribbling to beating a man, or to beating a man to tackling, and then coming to receiving the ball, or through passes and disguising. So we have more or less covered a lot of different aspects. I think the variation was the key to success, because arriving 10 days without any rest on the training field is possible when every 50 minutes you present something completely different.
And I hear it's the sun and sand of Goa for you tomorrow, for the weekend?
Yes, on Friday I decided to go to see, it was always a dream of mine to see more about India, and I don't know Goa. I am very much impressed about Varanasi. I was there a year before for the second time in my life, and I think there is no other place in the world. I recommend my friends to go. I said, before you die, you have to be there 1 or 2 days just to get the mystic of this place. You don't have it in any other part of the world. It has impressed me very much, and I also am impressed, like millions of tourists, about the Taj Mahal. I'm sure that Goa will be very different, but I'm young enough to discover new things, and I have been now the second time in Bombay. It's a big city, and every time it's more close to Europe, so I want to discover the original India, and I'm sure in any small village in Goa, I will find something of the past times.
Definitely, you will find some football as well, because Goa football is a very popular sport in Goa, which was, of course, ruled by the Portuguese till 1960. What is the plan after India was coming up?
No, I'm going 2 weeks. In 2 weeks' time, I have to go for a coaching clinic of the Federation of Castilla-León to Avila. We have around 50 or 60 coaches coming for a long weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then I will probably move to Ireland and Finland before I later move on again for the third time to Mexico.
At this age, your energy is amazing. Arunav, would you be able to manage this travel when you are his age?
I would hope so. I think in that sense, Horst is a role model, and his enthusiasm, his passion to travel around the world and teach people these very important aspects of youth development and you know, training youth and being a mentor, as he said in the beginning, you know, that makes him, you know, a role model not only for me but for a lot of other people as well. And so hopefully, Nani, when we are as old as Horst, we'll be talking with each other, maybe through the podcast.
We just have to watch our bulge, the bulge around our waist. But great having you, Arnav, again, and we'll get in touch very soon, of course. Host, it was simply amazing, and I'm hoping that you will be here on this show again and again to discuss your revolutionary, your interesting methods with the kids around the world.
Thank you.
Thank you, and good night.